Hello. Thank you. Welcome to another episode of Ask Adriana. Hi. Today we're going to be answering one very good question, and it's what are common misconceptions about self-love? I'm going to talk about one misconception about self-love today. So there are a lot, but the first one is that what you do defines who you are. But Adriana, what doesn't have to anything to see with self-love? And yeah, it has everything to do with self-love. Because if you think that your love, your worth, the importance of your person, it's put in whatever thing you are doing, if you do wrong, you are wrong. If you do fine, you're fine. So you're going to be searching and lurking for love your entire life from others and from yourself only if you do the right things, if you do nice things. And it's not about that. Your self-worth has nothing to do with what you do, but who you are as a person. We all make mistakes. We all have great days, bad days, great decisions, very bad decisions. Like, it's part of our lives. It's part of who we are. And if you try to value yourself and give you enough love and respect, depending on the activities you are doing, you're always going to get it wrong. And you need to give yourself love more when you're making mistakes. Because I'm going to simplify it for you. You are a very kind person. You're always trying to do some nice things for others. But you think like doing nice things for others is what makes you worthy of love. So one day you were coming back home and someone needed help in the road, and you try to pull over, but you cannot, whatever. You just have to keep moving, and just you arrive to your house and you feel awful because there was a person you wanted to help, but you couldn't. So like, you are terrible, and you keep telling yourself like, I'm not worthy because I'm not kind. I'm not doing kind things. So it's not about the things you are doing. So you're feeling bad. So you get to your house, you feel terrible, and you do negative self-talk, and you are just beating yourself up about that, and you say mean things to you, and you eat whatever you see in the fridge because you don't care about yourself, and you just binge TV for many hours, you sleep bad, whatever. So that is an example that when you think that your worth is in the things you are doing rather than the person you are, if one day you couldn't do whatever thing you feel your worth is based on, you're going to feel bad and you're going to treat yourself bad. And self-care, self-love, it's more important when you make mistakes, when you're doing things that make you feel bad. So the same story, but if you know like you are a kind person, you are a very generous and helpful kind of person, even though that day you were not able to pull over and help that person. So you're going to arrive at your house and say like, oh, I really wish I could help that, but I'm still a kind person. I'm still generous. So I'm going to treat myself right. I'm going to have a bubble bath. I'm going to try to relax. Remember all the times I've helped people, and my worth is not based on my actions of the day. It's based on who I am as a person. So you're going to be kinder to you. You're going to do some self-love, self-care, and you're going to feel better, not worse. So try to put, that is a horrible misconception about self-love, self-worth. Just remember, your worth is based on who you are, not what you do. Because we can make mistakes in what we do. Our actions can be great or can be bad for time to time. But who you are, that's not going to change. That lovely heart you have in your body, that doesn't change even though you can make mistakes. So thank you for listening to me again. I hope this actually speaks to your heart because this was a profound one. And remember, if you have any questions, I'm here for you. Thank you, and we see each other in another episode. Bye-bye.